Hello, everyone. Again, Father Norm, and have a visitor. Probably you've seen him many times before, a guest who is our seminary intern, and he just came back from a special trip. So I'm going to ask Jeff to tell you a little bit about that.
So the seminary is celebrating 175 years of existence this year. So as a sort of a honor this opportunity, the president rector of the seminary was, hey, we're going to go on a seminary pilgrimage to Rome. Now, pilgrimages date back hundreds of years in our church, where people would go to a special religious site to pray. So within that tradition, we traveled, 70 of us, faculty, staff, bishops, seminarians, we traveled 70 strong across the pond to Rome and Assisi, and to visit various holy sites and to pray.
Yeah, that's great. Obviously, there's so much you could say. We have a short period of time here. What's something, as you reflect back on that, that now I know many things stand out for you, but something you'd mention that's worth every one of us hearing and reflecting on for our own lives?
You know, there is so much, and we could do an hour-long podcast what I did. But something that sticks out to me, especially as we journey through Lent and as we journey towards Holy Week and ultimately Easter, is in Assisi, part of the movements of Assisi is going the way of St. Francis of Assisi. And part of his religious story is he had this conversion of sorts. He came from a middle-class family. He was well-to-do, he wanted to be a hero, he wanted to go off in war and be a knight, you know, that sort of thing. He wanted glory. And the Lord, you know, had different plans for him. And as he was sort of in the middle of discerning that, you know, going from, I want worldly glory to, I want to follow you, Lord, he starts selling all his father's goods. His father was a merchant. And he's like, hey, you know, there's poverty here, I'm going to help you out and give you, you know, this item for free. Well, you can imagine his father was not too pleased. Yeah. And so back in Francis's time, families would have prisons that they could put people in. So his father threw St. Francis in prison for however long, a few months, you know, fed him bread and water. And part of our pilgrimage was, you know, we sort of just waltzed into this church and you can look down and see the little tiny prisons, like smaller than this, you know, area we're in right now. And it was wood, not comfortable at all. And Francis could have, he had every reason to be mad at his father. He really did. But yet, as we journey through Lent, we hear a lot about forgiveness. And as I was praying and as I've been reflecting on just, you know, that small experience praying there, we wouldn't have St. Francis if he didn't forgive his father.
Yeah.
And that he could have held on to that. But as he followed and desired to follow the Lord in discipleship, he forgave him and lived the gospel and created the Franciscan order, served the poor, became this wonderful saint that we know today. But he forgave his own father who threw him in prison. And so as we reflect on mercy, you know, Pope Francis says the name of God is mercy. We need to first accept that in our own hearts, as Francis did. And then we need to go out and be agents of that to people. Because we can't follow the Lord if we don't accept that mercy and then give that to others. In fact, we hear that in the scriptures for the day that, you know, you can't follow me unless you, you know, forgive your brother, that kind of thing. So that was moving to me.
Yeah, just a couple observations on that. About all of us, you know, we probably all recognize during this Lenten season that need. I'm just going to share one quick moment. I'm not sure how much time we have. And anyway, yeah, just figuring that out. But real quick, then for me, I've mentioned to some people when when I came into the church, talk about that whole notion of Catholic confession, forgiveness. For me, I'd had deep resentments against my stepfather, who was separated from my mother. He was drinking at that time. He got mean emotionally and so forth. And years later, my mom and stepdad kind of came back together and understanding. But I still had some resentment until I became Catholic, went, made my first confession. The priest there talked to me and said, "Is there anybody you resent?" And I said, "Yeah." And then I told all the sins of my foster father, my stepfather. And I said, "And that's the reason I don't forgive him." And of course, he said in my first confession, he said, "Well, you're coming here to be forgiven. That's to help you to be forgiving others. Can you do that for your stepdad?" And I did. I did not only because the priest asked me, and I believed it was the Lord asking me, but also the grace of being open to the Lord to help me forgive. And that made all the difference in the world for the rest of our relationships. Hey, every one of us here, who do we need to forgive? Who maybe needs to forgive us? Take that step if you can. God bless.